Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Right now, I am pleased to be joined by Maggie Sinclair, who is the Executive Director of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Maggie, thank you so much for joining me today. And for the past couple months, we've talked a little bit about it. We're going to continue our conversation talking about Party in the Park, because in case you didn't know, it has been moved back to September.
Yeah, we moved it to September. The previous couple years in July, it's been really hot, so we're hoping to have some good weather. But it's on September 21st and 22nd. We have a few things that are the same as usual, like the carnival. It's a different group, though, so it's supposed to be a little bit bigger of a carnival. We also have our pageants back again, so we brought back the Little Mister Party in the Park, Little Miss Party in the Park, Junior Miss Party in the Park, and then Miss Chamber of Commerce. Okay. So those are our things, kind of business as usual. And we also have Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters back on September 21st. So that Friday night, that band will be here. They're really good. They're a lot of fun. They do some really great covers. And then we moved all of our pageants to Saturday night, the 22nd. So we kind of split things up this year so that the band's on one night, the pageants are on a separate night. And then we'll also have our vendors in the park and the Taste of Litchfield in the park as well.
Now, you mentioned the pageants going on Saturday evening. Are you taking signups for those right now, or are you still waiting till it's closer?
Yes. So okay. If you want to be involved in that, feel free to email me at info@litchfieldchamber.com and I can send you an application with information and the age ranges for all of those. There are some gap years in between, like when you can do the Little Miss and when you could do the Junior Miss. So for more information, feel free to reach out to me, but we are taking applications now.
Are you also pageant director in addition to executive director?
Well, we have some pageant directors and they're really great because I've never done a pageant before. So they are helping me out, which is amazing.
I've never either, so I don't know what all that entails. What time did you say the pageants were again on that Saturday evening?
The first one's at 5, and it's kind of a rolling schedule after that. The last one we think will start around 8.
What are some of the things? You mentioned the Taste of Litchfield you've got going on as well during Party in the Park. In the past, you've had Human Foosball. That's not going to be happening this year?
The Human Foosball is not happening this year. We're still working on a couple other things. We've had a few organizations email us about wanting to set up different games and things, so we're trying to work that out.
I think it was last year there was, I hope I'm going to say it right, bubble soccer and bubble other events where you were in bubble. Is that another possibility this year?
That is. We're working on reaching out to them to see if they want to come back. Again, it was so hot last year that nobody really wanted to get in the plastic orbs, but hopefully this year we'll have good weather and that would be something people would like.
Is there a 3-on-3 tournament this year too?
Or yes, are you still... there is a big 3-on-3 tournament happening and those applications are up right now. It's a little bit cheaper if you sign up ahead of time. It saves you like $5 as opposed to signing up the day of. So I'd encourage people to do that. Same thing, if you want to email me or pick up an application in my office, then you're more than welcome to sign up early.
Do you anticipate that being around the same location as last year? I know you weren't the executive director last year, but it was on... Was it Monroe Street? It was behind the library, I know that.
Yes, I think that the map for the most part will be the same with maybe potentially an extra side street just for the carnival. But other than that, it should be all pretty much the same.
Was there anything else with Party in the Park you wanted to talk about?
I think that's pretty much everything for Party in the Park.
Again, if anybody would like more information about Party in the Park or something else that's going on with the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce, where's the best way to find that out?
Sure. Yeah. The best way, well, we have a Facebook page, but if you're not a Facebook person, it'd be to call our office or to email me. Again, email is usually better. That way I can send you any materials that you need, and then you don't have to make a trip out to the office. But if people are out and about, definitely stop by. We're located in the Route 66 Museum. So you just walk in and you can check out all the cool stuff in there before you come to my office.
Sure. And what was the email address?
info@litchfieldchamber.com.
Sounds good. Maggie Sinclair, Executive Director of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for coming in today and talking to me. And we'll talk again next month, and I'm sure it'll be more Party in the Park.
Probably.
It's different because we have it's usually here by now, but because it's pushed back, we've got a lot more time to talk about
it. Yes, that's good.
Yeah, it is. Again, that is Maggie Sinclair, the Executive Director of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time, but until then, so long.